This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is currently on West Coast time. I knew something was weird. That's unlike Tim to miss a regular scheduled broadcast. Because I know he's got a big following. Like, I can't tell you how many times people come up to me. They're like, I love listening to Tim May. He's so funny, blah, 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 blah. But Tim May will be back with us next week, and we always appreciate him. He's an original, by the way. 13 years he's been with us.
That's awesome.
He's one of the originals.
That's as good as they get. Well, anyways, with a big college football game coming up as well, make sure you are listening to Nick Wilson and Spencer German break down everything with Ohio State and their path to the playoff and all the biggest headlines around college football on their Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app, 92thefan.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you have fresh episodes every week of the college football season. They've been doing reaction shows that have been doing really well on top of it. So, yeah, everybody needs a little more Nick Wilson in their life. So download songs. Sons of the Shoe. Good golly, English is hard.
Says you. So we're waiting for Kevin Stefanski's press conference. That should start here probably in the next, I don't know, anywhere from the next 2 to 5 minutes. So stand by. He has always got that quick press conference on Friday, so we always carry that for you live. We're waiting for the injury report, which will probably come out here any second. I would think that's coming from Berea. And then we want to remind you, and it could be quick on the back end of it, so make sure you're locked in. You may want to call in while the press conference is going on to 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You know what you'll be playing. That's right, you'll be playing Quick Predicts. And as we do it today, a little extra special bonus for you. Give us the Browns-Eagles score and Monday morning's headline, and then give us the Tigers-Guardian score and give us Sunday morning's headline. So you can have the opportunity to do a two-for-one. We'll keep score. We'll see what your confidence level is, not only the Browns this week, but the Guardians as well. As they came off that big win from last night. All right, let's dive a little bit into the game itself between the Eagles and the Browns. And I'm just looking at stats. I'm looking at trends. I'm looking at all these little things that are out there. And the Browns have been such a mess that they're probably due for a good game. Philadelphia's coming off an off week. This is one of those weeks where you kind of look at it and you're like, fly the L, right? Yeah, I know you are. You're thinking about it because they've struggled so much. You can't go 0 for 12 on third down. You just can't do that. It's the NFL.
Browns have converted 6 of 43 third and longs for 14%. League average is 24.2%.
Define and long.
There
plus
are
seven?
So many of those. Yeah, plus seven.
Plus seven?
Yeah. I mean, the third down numbers are pathetic.
You have a quarterback in route. I was excited to hear this because at one point a week ago, he was on pace to being sacked 90 times. Now I think it's 86.
So we got that going for us, which is nice.
So there's a little positive step.
I mean, that's the problem with all of this stuff. Like, it's the problem with this entire offense. Is it just the line has been poor, right? Which makes the running backs poor. The quarterback has been poor, so he can't really clean up or put, you know, the deodorant, essentially, around the things around him to make it feel better. Like, I was always told by smart people when it comes to football that having a great quarterback is like a deodorant. It covers up all the stink that can be around it because the quarterback is so good. And so what we've watched so far is, like, the line has been bad. The wide receivers are dropping passes. They're also not getting open. The running backs aren't exactly hitting the hole well. They're not exactly having holes open for them so that they can be able to go forward as well. And the quarterback, on top of that, is playing poorly and bailing out of pockets that he shouldn't be bailing out of.
And
he's missing open receivers. Yeah. And his receivers are also dropping passes. Like it's just this circle of everything that needs to all be pulling in the right direction. And instead, it looks like 11 guys who are pulling in 11 different directions and hopefully trying to find the right direction at some point. And now you got an Eagles team coming off a bye. And you're getting Devontae Smith back from what it sounds like, the wide receiver. You're getting wide receiver A.J. Brown back on top of that one. And they're getting one of the best right tackles in football. Oh, why am I blanking on his name right now? Lane Johnson, that's his name. He's coming back too. And so it seems bad, but it has to turn around at some point, right? Like it can't just be this sputtering mess.
There are always games you expect the team to lose. This would probably be the week. This would probably be one of the weeks. So maybe this is the week they win.
It's not like this Eagles team's been lighting the world on fire. I mean, they're giving up they're giving up 6 yards per play, which is 30th in the league.
I just read like the Eagles website. They're like, this is just what the doctor ordered for their defense. This is exactly what the Eagles needed.
The Eagles defense has not been good. Like, Fangio doesn't have these guys going absolutely nuts how he has in the past. You know, it seems like there's some for the taking. They're giving up 24 points a game. That's 22nd in football.
And I know
Browns are 23rd with 24 points.
I know we didn't have time for it today. Just kind of go through. Let's kind of just walk through our two keys in the locker because we know that Kevin's coming up. So what were your keys? You don't have to play the big music or anything. I know that I wrote. Here, I'll give you mine.
I was going to say my number one key for this game is honestly it was just going to be key one was start pulling in the right direction. Have all 11 guys pull in the right direction. And even pulling in the right direction in a bad offense is better than pulling 11 different directions in a bad offense. And right now it seems like they're pulling 11 different directions.
They were all going in different directions. Andrew, what was your first key?
My first key was the wide receivers being the main focus in this game. I think you have to look at getting targets out there, and I think with the Eagles' secondary being as poor as it is, that would have been a big thing for the Browns.
Yeah, I would agree with what you're saying. I also think you got to get the tight ends involved too, unless you need them to stay home because you're not getting the pass protection that you need. I kind of wrote a little bit of that down, but I was more like they need to be able to get some first downs. You just can't go through this.
The Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Injury Report. Mahmoud Diabate is questionable for this game. Jordan Hicks listed as questionable. Maurice Hurst listed as questionable. Denzel Ward listed as questionable. All right, so Diabate, Hicks, Hurst, Ward. Those are all questionable, those four. Nick Chubb is out for this game. Grant Delpit is out for this game. Ronnie Hickman out for this game. Naheem Hines out for this game. James Hudson out for this game. Ethan Posick out for this game.
So, Posick's out. Give me the outs again.
Posick is out. Hudson is out. We knew that. Hines is out. Ronnie Hickman is out. Grant Delpit is out. Nick Chubb is out. So you are going into this game without your two starting safeties, Delpit and Thornhill. Thornhill hasn't been here all year, but alas. Your starting center is out as well. It'll be Nick Harris at center.
All right. So
Denzel Ward, questionable. Jordan Hicks, questionable.
I mean, you're still not – you're not in horrible – I don't even – because so what is that? We'll find out if Jack Conklin's a game-time scratch.
He's go. He's a go.
As
he's
of
not
today,
on
he's a go.
He's not on the injury report.
David Njoku is a go. Now
he's a go,
still,
not on the injury report.
But you're still going to have inactives.
But usually if you're on the injury report, if you're on the injury report, you're more likely to be inactive. If let's say Jack Conklin was out, he probably would be on this injury report.
Well, hopefully we'll find out here shortly because he'll be stepping to the podium any moment. The good
Absolutely.
Thing is that...
As a matter of fact, yep. I'm glad you said that, Andy Baskin, because we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.